بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ان الله تعالى يغار، وغيره الله تعالى ان ياتي المرء ما حرم الله عليه. متفق عليه. The hadith that we read yesterday for the explanation, the word غيره has been loosely translated as discontent or self-respect or sense of possession. That is, that how we explain how a husband feels over his wife, that she must not have any contact, any wrong contact with any man. A person, a man cannot tolerate that. Like that Allah feels with regard to the laws that Allah Ta'ala has made. This we can also understand, like any person in his home, in his business, in his institution, he said these are the limits, and anyone who goes beyond these limits, it will not be tolerated. So Allah Ta'ala has also set all those things which Allah has made haram, undesired. And Allah Ta'ala becomes extremely displeased when a person gets involved in those things which Allah Ta'ala has made haram, which displeases Allah Ta'ala. This also teaches us in the context of this chapter that we should be always conscious of Allah Ta'ala and the laws of Allah, and that we should not transgress the bounds, we should not go beyond our limits. As we all understand in all our relationships that there is a limit, don't go beyond the limit. Like that with Allah Ta'ala also, Allah has set limits and we must not go beyond those limits. Because it is difficult to find an accurate translation of it in the English language, it has been loosely translated as discontent or sense of possession or self-possessiveness. Ulama explained that it reflects feelings similar to the resentment and displeasure a man would have to contend with if his wife were to interact with a strange man. So just like that, with regard to Allah, the things which Allah has prohibited, made undesired, we also should keep away from that. This is, which are the flagrant and open things which Allah has made haram, kufr, shirk, etc., interest, alcohol, all those things. And it also refers to the things which we call as makruh, and we don't worry much about it. That also we should, as in the previous hadith we read, that things that we regard as very insignificant, but in the time of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they regarded it as things that will completely destroy a person. So a person with regard to even what we think as small things, he must stay away from that also. And as explained by ulama, that the smallest sin is enough to land a person in Jahannam. So we shouldn't regard it as small. And the smallest good deed is enough to take one to Jannah. So we shouldn't regard that as small also. We should realize its importance. Also, huge fire start just with a single spark. One little spark and a huge fire. So we should be very careful of even the small sins. The hadith means that Allah Ta'ala is displeased when his servant flagrantly perpetrates an action that he has been prohibited from doing. It should, however, be remembered that while the quality of discontent may change the emotion and behavior of a human being, such a change is impossible in the case with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. All the qualities which human beings have, we become happy, we become sad, and in that condition we go out of ourselves, we forget ourselves. And like in anger, a person, for example, uses the word talaq. A person, for example, pulls the trigger of a gun. But with Allah, even in all those conditions, Allah is fully in control of all his actions. Can it ever happen that Allah becomes so angry and so to say Allah doesn't know what He's doing? Like if we become angry, then we say that He doesn't know what he's doing. A person himself says, I was so angry, I was so upset, and I didn't know what I was saying, what I was doing at that time. But even then, of course, the reaction of his action will definitely fall. Whether he calls out the word of talaq or whether he pulls the trigger, the reaction of it will definitely fall. But with Allah, it is impossible. Allah is fully in control of himself at all times. Even when he is extremely angry, still Allah is not beyond himself. When Allah becomes extremely happy, Allah is not beyond himself. Allah Ta'ala is fully in control all the time. Such change is impossible in the case with Allah Ta'ala. One should refrain. Another point is, one should refrain from every forbidden action in order to draw the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That is the quality of a true slave of Allah Ta'ala. That even the smallest thing, he doesn't want to displease his creator, his maker. Just like a very good wife, a very good servant, they wouldn't want to displease their husband, their master, even in the smallest of things. Everything they want to keep them happy. Like that should be our attitude with Allah. That even in the smallest of things, we must make Allah Ta'ala happy and not displease Him in any way. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand and the tawfiq to make amal, and we stay away from all those things which incur the displeasure, the wrath and anger of Allah Ta'ala, and we try and do all those things by which we can gain the pleasure and the happiness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah.